Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey. Welcome to the Richie Rich and Westerfer Show. Sit back, relax, have a drink.
Or five.
Or five. Let's talk some shit. My God, what's going on this week, you guys? There is so much going on. Of course, the internet is, you know, hates everyone as usual and is...
No, really? We're not all getting along on there?
I know. I've seen, like, so much shit this week. People, like, dragging Hillary Clinton for her new book, dragging Susan Sarandon. Just, you know, it's been a very negative week.
It has.
Crazy shit's going on, like, weather-wise.
Mother Nature's pissed at everybody.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of celebrity stuff going on. Of course, we'll be touching on all that as usual. We have some cool nerd news, although one thing that's cool, but also something that I think makes me feel, I don't know, it makes me have feelings, and I'm not sure if I like that. And then, of course, at the end of the episode, and probably the reason you're tuning in, is for our sex question of the week. This week, we are all about food.
So we have a cooking guest on this week, guys.
Yeah. I think on Instagram I was like, this week our sex question is food. So have you used food?
Were you flooded with recipes and meal prep guides?
I did get a few replies. You know, I love those little Instagram stories. They're kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I've been using them a little bit more.
I don't think I've ever done one before, actually, oddly enough.
It's basically like Snapchat.
I know. Instagram. Everything's the same goddamn app now.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
It's, everything has just morphed.
Facebook Snap.
Yeah, they've all just stolen each other's features, and it's all the same damn app.
But no, it's really fun. I shared the sex question on Instagram. My Instagram, by the way, is thewestifer, if you want to follow me. I've been using my stories to show some of my Wonder Woman collection.
Ooh, cute.
It kind of started by accident because one of them broke.
And it was
really upset. And this one over here. Mm-hmm. We sit right next to if you could envision our studio, we sit right next to a Wonder Woman shrine. And yeah, she's here. Her little arm kind of broke. You can see it.
She's a little accident.
Little crack there. But once I started, when I showed her, people were like, oh my God. Because I then showed like where she sat, kind of next to all this other stuff. And people were like, oh my God, I want to see more.
Like, pan out.
Yeah. So I started showing some stuff there. So that's really, I don't know, it's fun. I like it. I still don't use Snapchat. I look at stories and stuff on there. I follow
IGN. For the most part.
Like, I follow IGN and I look at some celeb stuff and like weather stuff I was looking on there. Yeah. Today. There's a lot of shit on there now.
There's a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Like news, weather, entertainment news. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Nudes.
That too. A lot of those.
Those are private.
There's not all of them.
Oh. I don't know who you're following.
I'll give you a list after the show.
Yeah. After the show, come on. Our brand is to blurt it out on the air.
I don't want them to unfollow me. I enjoy watching them.
Yeah. Well, our sex question did get some traction. I did get a fun little story on Instagram, and then I was getting like a wish list on Instagram as well. Which included,
wish list or a grocery list?
No,
a little bit of both.
With this week's sex topic, it could be both. But I just felt like, you know, people might use objects. You know, it doesn't have to be insertive. It could be like as a lube. But there's also the ever popular whipped cream on the nipples. Mm-hmm. And then and the official poll on Twitter. I'm at Westifer, by the way, if you want to follow me. The official poll on Twitter was just like, if you've never put it up your butt, or if you've never used it as lube, or if you've never done whipped cream on the nipples, DM me a story. There's no this week, because I'm going to just presume that everyone
has done something at some point.
Has done something weird with food. And why is that?
I don't know. I actually answered on our poll, and I hit the wrong button.
Oops.
So I'll explain that later at the end of the show.
All right. Well, votes are still coming in as we speak. We'll check in on that at the end of the show. All about food porn.
Oh, Lordy.
I love it. Well, we didn't go through shoutouts this week. Do you have any shoutouts this week?
I don't.
I don't really have any shoutouts that I can give because it's an anonymous source. But let's just say a few podcasts ago, we asked about roommate sex.
Yes.
And someone who had replied anonymously had sent like a whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I was making fun of like the length of the story and, you know, all the stuff. And they messaged me and they were like, oh my God, you totally made fun of me. And I was like, no, it's all in love. So I give a shout out to that special person. We only share the ones we love.
Oh, yes. No, I will shout out.
I was like kind of a bitch, but what else?
I will give a shout out because while we're doing this fabulous podcast right now, our old guest star, Lessa's Morgan, is stuck at a pageant right now.
Oh, no.
He's been texting me, like live texting me the entire time, saying this is the longest thing ever. He's been stuck there since 5 p.m.
What kind of pageant?
I'm spilling your tea, Morgan. He likes this girl that we happen to be associated with.
Oh, okay.
And she's beautiful, but she's in this pageant. So he went after work and drove all the way to Pasadena.
Oh, Lord.
And bought a bouquet and shit.
Mm-mm.
And has been there. And he's like, their aunt.
Yeah. Now they're walking in the gown.
Yes. Yeah, so the last update I got was, they're fucking asking who their favorite Disney princess is.
Oh, my God.
These are grown women, mind you. This is not like a five-year-old's pageant. Yeah. So, hey, Morgan, I know you're listening, or you will be later next week. We're having a lot more fun than you are.
Sorry, bro. Well, that's what happens when you like somebody. Sometimes you have to just put up with some dumb shit.
He better get put out with some good shit for putting up with this dumb shit today.
Yes, for real. All right, well, then we'll dive into our topics. And, of course, if you're on social media right now, after the absolute pounding, and not in a good way.
No, not in the sex question way.
The torrential fucking downpour that just flooded so much of Houston and outside. All of, you know, that county. Now there's another fucking hurricane on the way to Florida. And
Irma, and now it's Jose, right?
No, this is Irma.
Oh, is this still Irma? Because Jose's coming,
Jose
too.
Jose is on the way as well. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah. It, so of course, right, you know, people are in just fucking panic mode. And that's all over social media. And my older brother, Lee, who is the comic book artist and I've talked about before, has, you know, most recently done some of the DC like early reader books, and he did the Captain America like movie to comic book. Well, they live down there
and
they're on the water, and they're like right on the edge of what became, at the like 11th hour, the evacuation zone, because, you know, they kept like changing like their minds. So what I didn't realize, and I'm realizing now that they have someone on the ground, you know, you always watch this shit and you're like, how are people so unprepared, how blah blah blah. Well, because first they were told one thing at the beginning of the week, because it was supposed to go one way.
Yep.
And certain people were told to evacuate. Then it was like, well, maybe the whole state should be prepared to evacuate. The whole fucking state?
Like, evacuate to where?
Then it was like, oh, it's going to go over here. And then it was like, oh, no, it's actually changing. And now it's going to hit right along the coastline on both sides. So it's like, you don't have, and not only that, but, you know, they were looking around. It's like, well, obviously, all the flights are fucking sold out.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like, this isn't an option. Where are you going to go? So it's given me such an interesting perspective. They have to really just, you know, in their area, you know, like I said, they're not in the like in the meat of it,
but they're still gonna get some residual stuff
in the outskirts of that zone, so they're gonna get it.
Yeah,
big time.
Jesus.
But not like they would if they were a little south. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So.
But my God, that's so insane.
I know, and that's like literally happening right now.
Yeah.
And through the night and tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you
did you see that 95% of the French portion of St. Martin is destroyed?
Oh my God.
The island just... I think 18-story buildings. There's a video of it on Twitter just collapsing.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, what the fuck is even going on right now? We're on fire over here in California.
Yeah, California. Well, that happens every year.
Well, yeah.
That happens every year, the wildfires.
And
because it becomes so dry.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's human related, by the way.
Yes.
But it doesn't help that everything's so dry. You have all this, like, area that can just, you know, light up so quickly and...
I'm like, we're drying on fire, everyone else is underwater.
Yeah.
A missile's being prepared to be launched over here.
I mean, I think the most important thing, you know, my brother has his wife and, you know, they're like their dog. So, just like, the main thing is stay safe.
Yeah. Right?
You know, it's like, obviously, if something's going to happen to the, if it's going to flood, you're not going to stop.
Yeah, so you can't.
You just have to stay safe. I was like, get in your boat and just float away. They were like, this is not fucking.
This is not Gilligan's Island, Wes.
Yeah, it's not Gilligan's Island, it's not Forrest Gump. It's not the fucking. Yeah, no. So.
Just go on a 3-hour tour, it'll be fine.
Yeah. But no, it was really interesting to you know, talk to him because it's like, from afar, you know, or even in our scenario where it's like, the fire is far enough away where it's like we can't even we can't smell it.
No.
We're not affected by it at all, yet it's happening like literally just on the fucking hill a couple miles away. And it's easy to, I don't know, get in that mindset of like, why did somebody why didn't I do that? So definitely, man, you know, there are a lot of organizations that really, really, really help out in situations like this, so I guess definitely look some of those up.
And yeah, and they're everywhere. They pop up on your social media. Mm-hmm. They pop up on my Lyft and my Uber.
Yeah,
in the middle of a ride, this little thing popped up. Donate to the Hurricane Fund, and
we were talking about that last week on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're really well integrated now with a lot of stuff that we're using. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, you click a button and then you help someone.
There you go. Well, something else that has been, I don't know how I can segue from a fucking hurricane to gay Twitter being catfished by
someone else that's under the water,
an unknown person,
and on fire at the same time.
So this week it kind of all came to a head, or fruition.
Pun intended.
People realizing things that Parks Denton, a Twitter persona who was, I don't know, kind of part of, you know, gay Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
As we all are, you know.
Let me see if I follow them.
And I don't think his account exists anymore.
Damn.
But people realized that it turned out the photo that was being used for him wasn't him. And it was a made-up name, and this person wasn't real, and they were basically catfishing people for photos, things that they would then, like... So catfishing is like...
He's still alive, by the way.
Oh, really?
This is still a thing, yes.
What? Are people commenting on his Twitter?
He has a send nudes thing on his Twitter.
What?
Because I tweet about music.
Oh my God.
Work, friends, and other festive shit. Hard to swallow, body good on smooth.
What?
I don't know if that's him or not, but...
I don't know. I really doubt that. I thought they closed down his account.
Oh, maybe this is a different one. I don't know. When someone says, Parkson, your profile pic is actually my friend. That's hella creepy. Stop.
Weird. Anyway, maybe it continues. I don't know. I thought they
the sequel.
Anyway, gay Twitter suddenly realized they were all fucking the same guy, but realizing that guy couldn't be that guy because pictures were different, details were different. So what happens when people catfish is like, okay, you catfish somebody and they send you a nude, then you use that nude to send somebody else mm-hmm. to get them to send you. And it's like, you never, nobody ever sees you. Nobody knows who the fuck you are. This could be anybody.
It could be us. It's not. I'm totally kidding.
I am part
Denton.
Denton. I don't even know the fucking name. Right? It was me. I have all your nudes. Yeah, why do I have to make up a fake account? People send me nudes all the damn time.
Right? Just get a podcast. It's fine. That's how we got all of our subscribers.
Okay. All the nudes. Feel free to send. Continue to send the nudes, by the way. Well, people are still trying to figure out who it is. You know, they're pinning things on the wall and, you know, pinning strings from one end to the other. And it's getting a little crazy. But for whatever reason, like, aside from sharing these photos and obviously taking, you know, the stuff, the weird thing about this catfish is it wasn't personal information, again, aside from dick pics.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, bank account numbers. Yeah. It wasn't credit card shit. Like, nothing was, like, and nothing was publicly exposed, I don't think, either. Mm. It might have been shared with somebody else.
Yeah.
But not, like, they didn't just post it on their Twitter.
Yeah.
And one of our friends, I know.
This makes me sad because he's such a sweetheart.
I know. He's been on our show, Ian Carlos Crawford. And I just did his podcast as mm-hmm. well. I did the Slayer Fest.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So Ian is a friend of the show. He's been on blah, blah, blah.
And a victim.
And a victim. But in a weird, weirder way, he actually wrote a story for Geeks Out that you guys should really, really check out, because the exchange that he had with Parks was, like, never sexual. He never gave him photos.
Really?
But all it was like, Parks being, like, really nice and really complimentary. And basically, like, it's a whole thread of a conversation. It's not just, like, one compliment.
Okay, that makes it even creepier.
But it's also, like,
is this some, like, 12-year-old girl? Like,
I'm not saying whatsoever that it's a victimless crime or whatever, but it's also, like, I don't know. Maybe this person just could not think of another way to reach out to
maybe
individuals, and because who knows who it is? I would just say, so far, nothing super malicious has happened. Some people definitely feel victimized, and that is certainly within the realm of...
Absolutely.
You know, how I may feel as well, but an odd situation.
It's very weird.
And unlike...
We need wine for this.
We need some wine for this shit.
Because it's about to get real, y'all.
Oh, fuck.
Unlike if you're at home, pour yourself a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Get ready for this shit.
Please. We have rosé.
We're very fancy this week.
It's almost out of season. We got to finish it up. But the shit you were showing me before we went on, LA Grindr exposed.
Yeah.
That's taking shit to a whole new level.
Be careful who y'all send your nudes to, because mm-hmm. it might end up on this Twitter. Yeah, mm-hmm. LA, I was just informed about this yesterday, didn't know what it was, went on today, and mine was blown. I saw people I knew.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't see any coworkers yet.
Well, the night is young.
But so, there was this Twitter account just dedicated to basically catfishing guys on Grindr,
and then
getting their nudes, and then putting it on this Twitter page.
Publicly.
Some of them aren't bad. Some of them are just like, oh, this guy's hot or whatever. Mm. And there's nothing new to, you know, publish. But a lot of them are dicks and asses. Holes. And Yeah. Saying if you were a flake, and saying if you're bad in bed, and saying if you were a bottom, and they actually ask you if you've had an issue with someone on Grindr, send us the pictures and we'll publish it on this Twitter.
Holy shit. That's just evil shit.
So, there is...
I laugh because it's so evil.
It is. But there is some bitchy queen that's coming for all y'all that has been trolling them on Grindr, so...
Wow.
Make sure who you send your nudes to is who you think you're sending your nudes to.
Revenge. My God. That is very invasive.
It's extremely invasive. Highly entertaining, but extremely invasive.
It's terrible.
As I say the Twitter to my phone.
Who else do we have popping up on there?
Right.
No, I mean, but that's what makes it so invasive, is because it is so impossible not to fucking look. And sorry, you guys.
We're nosy.
We're fucking nosy. I like Grindr exposed. And that's what I mean. People are like that, and that's what makes it like. We're horrible.
Yeah, we are.
But at the same time, when you knowingly expose yourself to a stranger, you are giving them...
This is what you sign up for.
...intellectual property.
Yes. Of your penis and your balls and your asshole. This is no longer your penis. This is our penis now.
Right, right. I mean, you are...
Quite literally on this Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're putting it out there, and obviously there's an implied trust or what have you, but...
Hey. Mm, and I'm sure that there's something in the Grindr bylaws before you sign up from there that...
Who knows?
Yeah, gives away their liability. We don't have Grindr,
I've never read that small print. I don't have Grindr. I really don't. I
haven't had a Grindr in God knows how long, Jesus.
I don't have any of that stuff on my phone. Scrub.
It's the same fucking 17 people in the same boxes. I mean, maybe elsewhere, but here in West Hollywood, literally, it's the same damn people. And they don't talk to you, and you don't talk to them, and it's just stupid.
I feel like with my friends that use it, it's like that's all they do is talk. And there's never any, like, meetups, and there's never any... Which is, I mean, you don't have to necessarily meet up with somebody. But it's also, like, isn't it strange how, in the world of social media, how we can be, like, in the same city with somebody, and we don't even... We, like... Instagram or tweet them or
You
know what I mean?
I've been friends out and they're like, oh, I think I saw this guy on Grindr. I'm like, dude, go fucking say hi to him.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Come on.
Like, just, oh, this guy's like 15 feet away. Yeah, he's right fucking there ordering a gin and tonic. Just go say hello.
You know what works really well? Hello.
Yeah. Or a smile or sending someone a drink or I don't fucking know. Like, just
anything.
Having some type of human-human interaction. Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. Well. Not to say I'm judging if you're using Grindr. That's whatever.
I am. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally not.
I just find it to be like a waste of my time. I'm already on social media so fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends come into town, use Grindr, and people message them like, my door is open and my hole is too. Come in and like pound me. And I'm like, ew.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's kind of weird. Do you say that to everyone? Probably.
Okay.
It's just like...
Yeah, no, I'm good. I have said this before on the show, though. I did use Grindr for work purposes. I do work at a bar. And I said this. We're surrounded by 7 different hotels.
Yeah.
So when we were quiet...
There you go.
I would go on Grindr and I would lure people in there, usually Australians. And it would work every fucking time. They didn't know where to go. They wanted somewhere to drink and to eat.
Like, hey.
They wanted some gay company, not knowing where they were in a foreign country. And on, here guys. I was.
Yeah.
And I never hooked up with anyone, any of them.
Really? The hot Australians?
No, oddly enough.
Missing out.
But if we, I mean, I have hooked up with hot Australians, but just not from Grindr. From Grindr, from work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not on any of that stuff. So, P.S., have you ever seen my picture?
It's not.
Yeah, fucking Grindr. Or Instagram, or Scruff, or fucking whatever. I feel like people would just steal that from Instagram. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
There was a photographer. Oh my god, we're already like getting long in the show. And we haven't even gotten to any of the topics yet. But I don't fucking care. There was a photographer who got work bought. Was like a renowned photographer for like being on the scene, quote, whatever. Mm-hmm. He was stealing Instagram photos and taking credit for them, and then used a photo of a like Welsh or like British surfer as his own like photo.
What?
But then said he was like Brazilian, but then also said he like had leukemia, but beat leukemia. But then,
okay, he's doing way too many things.
A wreck, and all this stuff happened, and he got so fucking popular, and then people realized that he was a complete fake. Like, he's a fraud.
Wow.
Yeah. Nuts. The world we live in, you can fake some shit.
I'm too bad of a liar. I can't fake things like that. I'm far too bad of a liar.
Well, because we don't think that way.
True. Right? You'll be wired a certain way to actually go throughout that, and then follow it through. Out,
like, what do people really react to? You know, yeah. What do people think is you? And you know, right?
That's creepy.
There are ways to verify. I feel there was a call on gay Twitter for everyone to like verify. You know, be like, okay, I've actually met this person.
Yes.
Because you know, there's weird, like, gay Twitter is so nuts because like when you're in the spider web of it, it doesn't matter. You know. Who you are, where you are, how many followers you have, you know someone that you follow.
Hmm.
And then either because of you or because of them or for whatever reason, suddenly they follow someone else that you know or that you follow. Like in my experience, like I know several people in Chicago, but I also have a friend in Toronto, and then I also have a friend in like Portland, and then and somehow at some point they also became
They started following
each other or interacting or you know what I mean?
Big gay web we weave.
It is. So I don't know where I was going with that, but
be careful, y'all. The streets are mean out there.
We gotta verify it. I have actually met, you know, certain individuals. Mm. You know, I've seen them in person, I know who they are. That's where I was going with this. Verify that shit. Everybody's got to verify. Everybody has to fuck somebody on gay Twitter.
Just keep it safe.
Yes. And then you'll just put like, what should we do for the verified like bad? Because you know Twitter has that.
Oh yeah, that's.
Should it just be like the eggplant? Yes, this eggplant, person is gay verified. Eggplant.
Little rainbow.
Gay verified. Mm-hmm. So fuck somebody from Twitter, y'all. Make sure they're real. Let us know. Okay, so we do have to finally move on to some of our fucking topics. I don't know what's going on this week.
It's been a very gay episode
Richie Rich and I are both like kind of sick.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if I'm grunting and sniffling more than normal.
We're feeling bitchy. I'm spilling so much wine over myself. You are. Like I have so much wine in my lap right
Wes
now.
Wes is pre-ejaculating right now as we speak.
Like, literally.
That last topic got him very excited. He loves catfish.
So, it's I don't even know what this episode's about, but right now we're going to do some motherfucking celebrity shade.
There we go.
Yes. I want to do a whole celebrity shade, just like us and a green screen on YouTube. Wouldn't
that
be fun?
That would be so fun.
And they just like throw out a celebrity name, and we just
yes. Shade them.
And then behind us is that celebrity like looking sadder and sadder.
The worst picture ever.
Finally, like crying or like their worst picture ever. Exactly. Did I turn that off? Okay, I did. All right, so celebrity shade. First up, I don't know that I can shade this one, but I'll try.
I'm sure I can. Who
well, everyone was about to shade this shit when Powerpuff Girls announced they were going to add a new Powerpuff. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, motherfucker, what? Why? No. No, you have the three.
Yes, that's good enough.
You did the remake. They had new voices. People were already pissed off enough.
I was.
Yeah, you were really mad. Mm-hmm. You're a big Powerpuff fan. But then we found out. I sent you this on Twitter, right?
Yes. A
picture of...
Mm-hmm. She's so cute. Yes, I adore her. Tanya DeLazy? DeLazy?
Yeah, I sent you there. She's like, and just like that, I became a Powerpuff Girl.
She has a little sweatshirt on and everything.
She has a sweatshirt on. She is a super, super, super cute voiceover artist. I don't know what she's done before. Sorry, we have no research that goes into the show.
Our intern's sick as well. Far more sick than we are this week.
But she will be the first and only Powerpuff Girl of color. And she has like this awesome, like, purple hairdo.
Yes, cute little purple dress.
Yeah, she's so cool. I can't wait. Once you saw the actress and the character,
yeah, you're like, yeah,
you're like, oh, well, shuck. Okay.
That's awesome. We'll allow it.
Yeah, but it did remind me of Richie Rich being a Powerpuff Girl fan that you are. Do you remember Bunny?
Yes. Yes, I do. Completely.
She was the fourth Powerpuff Girl. Yes. The girls tried to make another sister.
She was big and oafy and just a hot mess.
Yeah, she had those, like, weird teeth. Yeah. And the girls didn't do so well.
Yeah, no. We'll leave it to Professor X. Mm-hmm. I wonder how she's created.
We'll see.
Like, does he create her? They're just trying to make me watch this damn show.
Yep, that's
and it. I'm gonna do it.
Me too.
You won. Yeah.
God well damn done. It. Yeah. So there you go. There's our little shade. Fuck you. We have to watch it now. Okay, something I'm not watching and definitely shading, AHS Cult. American Horror Story. I'm sorry. You know, I tried. Mm-hmm. I really did.
Yeah.
And I can't.
You're like, I'm just not.
I'm not even going to start with this one. And I've seen people already just like, they're like, poor Sarah Paulson. Can someone please save her?
Oh, no.
Can she just get on another show? Anything? Why is she like Ryan Murphy's?
Bitch, at this point.
Oh, God. I've heard it's not good.
I've yet to see it. I forgot it premiered.
It's a fascinating topic. I've watched a number of documentaries about cults. And mm-hmm. Find it really interesting.
The whole thing with the election just seems very corny, though. I'm like,
yeah.
They couldn't just let it be a cult. Then I'd be interested.
Yeah.
And I hate 45 as much as everyone else does, but it just seems so hokey and such an attention grab at this point. I'm just like, why even
do it? It's unnecessary.
Just let it be a cult. That would be awesome to me.
You could actually just mirror or really even retell some of the story, like the Jonestown Massacre. Mm-hmm.
Which we'd covered on this show before.
Remember that Waco?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, there are so many crazy ass cults that have been documented.
Yes.
You can mash up parts of all of them and make an extremely great
series. People for real motherfucking birth themselves
up. Yes.
There's video in Waco of people pulling someone from the flames, and when they pull them out and drop them, they get up and try to run back
into inside
the fire because they're so committed to this.
Like, that visual alone is scarier than probably this entire season is going to be.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
I really want to, like, you know, because he's out and he has a prominence. And I really want to like the stuff that, you know, our brothers and sisters are putting out there on a major platform.
I didn't mind the last one. I will say that. Because I was falling off the boat because you just, yeah.
Yeah. But you liked the last season?
I didn't mind Roanoke at all. It had a cool twist in the middle of it, oddly enough. I didn't
see that one, yeah.
Roanoke
is a real happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did a weird little twist in the middle of it that kept me more interested when I was may have fallen off or was about
right.
to.
Yeah.
They also did something different last season, which I think they might be doing this season, and to where they're not writing as they go, which is what they had done the entire time before that. So,
really?
Oh, yeah. That's why the show would start off solid and become such a fucking mess and would have, like, loopholes and plot holes and shit that didn't make sense or they didn't cover again, because they'd be, like, I think 3 or 4 episodes in and they were still writing the next ones after that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So last season was the first one that they actually wrote and set down and had it completed before they started filming. If that makes any sense.
You think you'd have at least an outline.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they did, but I'm sure with doing a show like that.
You know, things can change so quickly,
and
like a character works. And in a way, it kind of does make sense because, like, you do have these actors that you're really trusting to create these really whacked out characters mm-hmm. and how they interact and, like, stuff that happens.
Yeah.
And I'd be curious to know if, like, because a lot of the character stuff does, that's what makes this show, like, so frustrating, because, like, the characters and the actors are interesting.
Yes.
It's just the weird-ass storyline.
Yeah, the storytelling is horrible after a while. Yeah.
And people that just, like, randomly die, or, mm-hmm. like, it, the through line of the story itself usually makes no fucking sense, but the characters and the actors are great.
Yeah.
And their interactions
exactly.
are great. So it's like, such a mind fuck, because you just want it to be so good, but. Mm. Anyway, I didn't watch it.
I'm just going to wait till it's done, and then I'll just binge watch and see if I want to see it or not. Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, sorry. Alright, we had a couple things with John Legend that.
yeah, we do.
You brought up, and we're going to refill our wine. We have a gigantic bottle of rosé.
It barely fits inside of our iceless wine holder that we have here.
It's a very
which
tight
does a
fit.
Very good job, actually.
Uh-huh, no, the iceless.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. It's just, it's two planes of, well, I think it's plastic, mm-hmm. but it bends around and somehow
it keeps your wine cold.
It keeps it cold.
For up to like 3 hours, it says. I mean, of course, we've been in blazing heat the last few weeks, but
yeah,
tonight's been great with this giant-ass bottle of wine.
I guess it's so insulated.
Yeah, it's extremely insulated.
It's so insulated, mm-hmm. it keeps the cold retained. It's keeping that very cold because it's so tight to the...
Yeah, it's squeezed in there.
Yeah. Well, we just need to get a giant
like a virgin.
Bottle. We
for
need
the
to get
very
a giant bottle
time.
Every week. This bottle is like 12 inches tall, you guys. And we have our Rich and Westifer cocktop.
Mm-hmm.
I have this cute little... Since we drink a bottle of wine every week, I have this adorable little bottle topper that I bought just for us. And it's this... It's actually very hefty.
Yeah.
It's a very colorful cock.
You can knock someone out with this thing.
It's a giant rooster.
It's a cock.
It's a cock. And yeah, he keeps our wine fresh every week. Okay, so moving on. I feel like I should play that. Moving on, more celebrity shade. John Legend. Who's apparently shading Trump or something.
Yeah, in his next video.
So he's casting fat people.
Yes, his latest casting call for his latest video, which I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't even follow him musically. I just think he's hot and it's funny and I like his relationship with Chrissy mm-hmm. Teigen. Called for... various people, preferably overweight, to be Trump supporters in his next video. Which sent the internet into a firestorm.
Yeah.
As to why is he calling for overweight people, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. I'll tell you what I feel about the situation. I say good. Because, well, not, and not for reasons that you may think I'm saying good for. But because people who want to be in the industry often think you have to look a certain way or be built a certain way.
Yeah.
And or whatnot. I think overweight is a pretty straightforward term as far as describing someone. If someone said, I want extremely thin people or average body people, you would know exactly what where you would fall in as far as that goes.
You've got to say what it is.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't in a derogatory way. I've seen far worse things than casting calls and descriptions. Yeah.
You're looking for a certain type that's got to walk through the door.
Yeah, so good for them for having something that they know that they might be getting work for and getting paid for.
Yeah.
And not being like, I just want extras to be a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'm never going to get picked because I'm this size or because I look like this. No, they're saying, hey, we want you. And I'm not saying it's the best thing to be acting, but if you're an actor, mold it.
Go for it.
I mean, I've seen casting calls saying, I think it was a Honda commercial that they got shit for a few years ago, for asking for women of ethnicity not too dark. That's a different story.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that, the way you put it.
Yes.
You know.
And, no, it was actually a body type.
But, not too dark is like...
Yes, it was...
It's a very negative
it was like
something.
These casting descriptions are horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
Half the time. But I don't have a problem with it. I say, larger people, get your paycheck.
Honestly, like, if you're looking for something, you have to put it out there. That's just the way it works.
Exactly.
You know, like, why would you even bother if... yeah. I mean,
It's the internet.
The internet gets mad about everything.
Exactly.
Although, people were enjoying the John Legend, Chrissy Teigen breakup story.
This is so cute to me, and I don't know why. I think it's adorable. No, I do know why. It's because of her fucking personality.
Yeah.
And you can totally picture this happening. So there's a moment in time. This is many years ago before they even got married.
Oh, yeah. This is a long time
ago. Yeah. They were just dating.
And he was on tour.
Yeah. And he just said, you know, I'm really stressed out. I'm very busy. I think I'd be much happier being single right now. She said, nope.
It's like, no.
Oh, no, not at all. You wouldn't.
No, that's not how it's going to go.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope.
No, you don't mean that shit.
Which, again, got some backlash because I was like, this is not a healthy way to conduct a relationship, blah, blah. And I'm like, I never took it that way. I took it as, and she was like, look, calm down. Is this actually what you want? Probably not. You're probably going to regret it when you're done being stressed out and busy and whatnot.
And that's what she said, too. She was like, it wasn't a regular breakup. He was on a fucking tour.
Yeah.
He was fucking stressed out.
He was stressed out.
You know. And not only that, but I feel like that's the one thing about... and we kind of talked about this on the Buffy podcast that I did. But couples are usually not secretive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess some couples are. But a lot of times, they're complicit.
Yeah.
You know your partner. You know when they're, like, actually just hungry and not really mad at you.
Yeah.
You're like, you know.
There's a reason why you're acting this way.
You know when they're lying to you. Mm-hmm. You know when they're hiding something from you.
And that's why you're a fucking couple.
Exactly. You're going to figure that shit out, and you become complicit. And I feel like that's something that you miss a lot on TV shows, because usually a big thread in TV shows is, like, I have a big secret that I'm trying to keep from this person that...
No.
Yeah, we'll call it. They wouldn't know that shit.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I think that makes perfect sense because there are times where, you're ready to just fucking give up.
Yeah, or he thought that he wouldn't be good for her in the relationship.
Right.
And she's like, no, I'm not going to be part of your stress. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
Right.
Go on tour. You're good. Yeah.
Finish your tour. You're just moody.
I'm still going to be here. Right. It's not a big deal. No, you don't want to be single, you dumbass.
When
you
come back home, I'm going to be here.
Don't worry about me. Right. Don't worry about the tour. That's fine.
That's exactly the
And that's how a relationship
that a
works,
good
people.
Partner would be like. Because then, obviously, when he comes home, he's coming home to you.
Exactly.
So, yeah. They're so cute.
They're adorable. I love them. Adorable. Relationship goals.
Okay, do you know what came out this week and was all over social media for some... I felt like it did not quite get the reception I was expecting at all. Was the It movie.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying it was more like a comedy.
I've heard so many different damn things. I need to just watch this movie myself.
I've
because
gotta see it.
I was invited the other day, but again, we've been under the weather this week. Mm-hmm. So I declined. My friend said that they slept through most of it. They were not entertained. I've also read things saying that, from other friends, saying that they were scared as fuck, and it was frightening, yada, yada, yada. I don't know what to think about this movie.
Well, I remember the book, and, you know, I barely remember the TV. See, I might have watched it, like,
I didn't want to watch it. I was a scaredy fucking kid.
Mm-mm. I remember the book, and even the, like, I know the TV series, like, diverged from the book, but it's kind of lost on me. You know, it's been many years. But I remember it being scary as fuck. So the fact that people are, like, calling it a comedy is really confusing to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to watch it myself at some point in time and form my own opinion because I can't figure out what I should think about this movie based on what everyone is saying.
Right. Maybe we'll do a review.
That'd be fun.
Special episode. Well, let's get to some real shit. So think about it before you speak. We're going to talk about Will and Grace. And you're not giving any names, details, and we'll reveal sources.
This is going to be so hard for me to do.
What have you? Because I was listening back to last episode, and when you were talking about Todd Recall, like...
There's updates for that, by the way.
Like, I fucking loved it. But I was also like, if Todrick or any of his people or his managers ever listens to this fucking podcast... But you know what?
Then thank you for subscribing.
Thank you for the download. If you send it to your lawyer and he had to download it too. I also feel like we just fucking keep it real. And that's what
we
it
do. So whatever. Sorry. Not sorry.
So without getting anyone in trouble, hopefully. Because that was on you. That was your experience.
Yeah.
This is coming from someone
exactly,
else.
Exactly, yeah.
The Will and Grace shit is coming from someone else. So give us your...
I have information about who will not be returning this season.
Oh my god. Okay. Go for it. So spoiler alert.
Fast forward
if you don't want to, yeah.
Okay, and I'm not going to say who told me this.
Mm-hmm.
But Leslie Jordan will not be returning this season.
What?
Nope.
For reasons?
They would not give him what he wanted. I'll elaborate after the show.
Oh.
As far as the figure and whatnot.
So there were reasons.
Yes. He was asked back.
Yeah.
He said...
I said, I'll do it for this.
Yes, he said no. And that was confirmed per Sunday? Saturday. Saturday, this past weekend. Yeah. So, that's all I can see in the topic.
All right, well, I hope you fast-forwarded through that.
So all spoilers.
You didn't hear the name.
We'll put it in the description.
You only said it once.
And we'll put it in the description. Yeah. Just say, you know, spoiler Will and Grace, spoiler.
Okay, well...
Yeah, so, which is sad, because he had such a cute role in there. Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's so many... revivals and reunions and things going on, and it reminds me of like so there are a lot of other stuff that would actually come together, except maybe one cast member is holding out or one person is, and on one hand I feel like god damn it, the fans, you know, want it and they deserve it, but also like so do they.
Exactly. Like, you know you're worth at this point. Get your fucking money. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he's out doing a play right now on the East Coast somewhere right now. Which actually was the case for last season, oddly enough, of American Horror Story. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 2 seasons ago, because he was on last season. I believe. Hotel, he was not going to be... He was not on. And the reason for that was because they asked him to be back and he couldn't do it because he had a play going on or whatever. But... that's not the case this time. They just didn't pay him what he thought he rightfully deserved, which, when I tell you off, when we're done recording, like, it's going to make so much sense, actually.
Money?
Because I was like, are you serious right now? I mean, it was a lot of money to us, But compared to the acting scale and whatnot, I was like, no, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, you know, you have to know your value, and you know, we're both in industries where, you know, yeah, it's a value that's very different in LA than it is somewhere else.
Oh yeah.
But it's still a value.
It is what
and
it
you
is.
You have to, yeah. All right, well, there is a sequel to right in front of my salad. I felt like we should have put this up front with all the gay shit that we talked about. I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
Of course, they tried to make a sequel.
A month and a half later. Was it even a month and a half?
Is gay porn still relevant? I'm sorry, a lot of that, like, you guys...
Who's buying this is my question.
Okay, here's the thing. You guys, I don't actually even watch porn. I don't.
I'm saying, agreeing, I do. Oh, but if you guys are listening, yeah, no. He does not, though.
I really don't. I don't know who... I'm such a bad gay. I don't know who any gay porn stars are, and I don't know who any drag
That I don't are. Either.
I don't know who any of them are. And it's so weird, like... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just saying... Really? Still? It's a thing?
I just want to know who the fuck is buying porn these days.
They're downloading it.
But how are these porn companies still in effect? There's Pornhub, XTube, all these other companies that
they make money
just
through advertisers,
filter
products,
the porn from. They must have some kind of agreement apps, with these, you know, websites that are having all this free porn coming out, because
there's a lot of different.
There are a ton of money. Pay sites, but then again, maybe, I don't know. There are a bunch of places where, you know what? I know what it is. Probably teenagers in the Midwest.
I mean, it's probably really old guys that don't know how to use the internet.
That actually makes
sense.
So they
just go somewhere.
They're like, swipe this credit card and let's just
go. Give them their credit card and all that information.
Call it a day.
Their social security number. They're probably following Parks Denton and they've sent him naked pictures. So.
And listen to this podcast. Thank you.
Please subscribe. Oh! While I'm on the topic of subscribing to our show before we transition to our next topic... We have been asking for reviews, and guess what? Literally not a single fucking person is giving us a review.
Oh, I was getting excited.
No. So I would just like to...
So fuck all of you.
Seriously, there's like 12,000 people listening to the show every month, and... No one's giving me a goddamn review.
You can review us when you're brushing your teeth. It takes 2 minutes.
Guys, come on. We need your reviews. Like, we
and you only need one hand to brush your teeth.
We want to get a new studio mic, and we want to get an editor so we can add in more fun stuff. And we'll have more interesting... We have some really cool guests that we have coming up, actually. Anyways.
Leave a goddamn review.
Next up, Disney. Aladdin. White character. Why? The internet is outraged.
Why did they need to add a prince?
Well, I mean... Oh, shit, I think I hit my mic. Well... I mean, white people were around in that time.
They weren't around in this fucking movie. And where's the parrot? Because there's been no mention of that bitch either. Lago.
Right? I feel like maybe the white character would just be really obnoxious or something.
I don't know.
Or maybe he'll just be competition for it. We need some more white for this.
We do. It's always a struggle to get this thing out of here because this wine bottle is so...
really tight.
It's really tight. Very thick.
Yeah. And the cock is...
It's about to blow. Oh, there it goes. It's about to blow.
The cock is popped. Oh, yeah. So here's the thing. As a kid watching fucking Aladdin... I was not even aware that I was watching an entire POC, you know, movie. Oh, we're topping it out. We're finishing it. That's it.
That's amazing.
All right. We'll have to rip through all
this. I don't
know
why I'm putting it back into the wine bottle, but the wine case, but put the cock right on top.
Pull it out. Pull it out. It'll get stuck.
Oh, shit, it will.
Yeah, it'll get stuck.
And you're welcome for this visual, guys.
Yeah, pull it out.
It's too big, it's too tight, pull it out. Oh, let's top it off.
All right, so as a kid, I wasn't really aware that I was watching an entire movie of people of color, especially people of color from a certain region of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. which is why I love animation and I love comics and I love the you know, the way that you can tell a story and it's relatable, and no matter where you set it and who the characters are, mm-hmm. right? So I don't know what they're going to do with his character. Maybe he'll be an asshole. Who knows, right?
At least he's not Aladdin.
He's not Aladdin. We know that. So we can't really comment on that. But why?
Why? Because Disney loves to do extra shit, like with fucking Beauty and the Beast. So let's add 2 extra songs. Why? Why? Just...
It was fine. Like, we know the way it was. Where's the parrot?
Right? That's all I'm concerned. Where the fuck is Locko? Where is the goddamn parrot at? Wait,
what was the tiger's name? Who's the tiger? Who's playing the tiger?
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a voice, though, did it?
She better have a fucking pet tiger. She fucking better have a fucking pet tiger. Mm-mm. I'm not even having it. All right.
I'm not even seeing this in opening weekend, just so I can see if there's a tiger and a motherfucking parrot.
I remember. Because
if there's not, I'm going to be pissed.
I remember very, very, very vividly, very distinctly watching Aladdin with my aunt and my cousins and my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my brother as well. And there were like, we were all paying attention, but there were like kids running up and down the aisle. And I remember thinking, like, who lets their fucking kids
run up and down the aisle?
Run up and down the aisle. And then, but it, like, they weren't even really loud. And I remember my grandmother was like, you know, sometimes it's the only time parents have to relax. And I was like,
what? Okay, fair enough.
They're not hurting. They're not knocking anything over. They're not really... They're not loud enough to disrupt the movie.
Just quietly running down the aisle.
I can see them out the corner of my eye running up and down the aisle.
It's a little distracting, but... Yeah. There's a fucking blue genie in front of me, so...
It was the first time I think I really accepted the idea of children.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're present.
All the time.
And, that's not my thing.
Me either. It wasn't my thing when I was a child as well.
Me neither.
No, I would tell my mom to tell my friends that I was grounded, so I wouldn't have to socialize with anyone.
No, I didn't like kids when I was a kid.
I wanted to be in my room with my books, in my cartoons, by myself.
Exactly. But, you know, if they're not hurting anything, whatever. So anyways, that's what
I'm saying. So we need a parrot and a tiger, basically.
Yeah. There better be a fucking tiger. Okay, one last thing for Celebrity Shade. Ooh, we're like running long this week, and I felt like we had no topics when I started.
Well, so, I mean, we did spend like an hour and a half on the gay situation.
Yeah, that's true.
On gay news.
Well, one quick thing. Kate Winslet did an interview recently, talking about the director she's worked with.
Mm-hmm.
People are giving her a lot of shade because Woody Allen and Roman Polanski are well-known child molesters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I get, you don't know the situation, you weren't there. Like, but that's also, like, God, like, the problem with rape, other than right. it being so rapey, is nobody else was there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else knows what happened. And when one person is a victim and telling you that age 13 or 14 or 15, that this individual... I mean, it is 100% confirmed that Roman Polanski fucked a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
In the A. It is just... sort of speculative as to whether or not how much he drugged her and how much or not she was able to consent.
Ugh, disgusting.
Woody Allen is known pedophile who married and makes jokes about his own child bride, and also his adoptive stepdaughter claimed in an open letter several years ago that he molested her. And I just don't know people that would make I guess people could make that shit up, but...
But,
girl, some people have
receipts.
It takes
a fucked up person to do something like that.
Some people have receipts, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, And I just feel like to be complicit in that and to be like, well, who knows? Like, I wasn't there. Girl, you got choices. You're exactly. Fucking Kate Winslet. You can do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You could be in that awful Divergent series. You go, girl. Mm-hmm. You make that money. So why work for these guys?
Exactly.
That are fucking my disgusting God. And... on an even... Even at the best level, consensually fucking, like, 13, 14, 15-year-olds.
Ugh.
No. Girl. Get it together.
Right.
All right, nerd news, you guys. Nerd news. Oh, my God. I listened back to last week's episode, and
what?
So, we were so hot because of the heat wave.
Oh, God. And miserable and...
Miserable and bitchy. This week we're sick and bitchy.
Yeah. We'll be back to normal next week, as we swear.
Back to just regular bitchy next week. Just shady and bitchy. Cunty and bitchy. Evil and bitchy. Cute and bitchy. But last week when we did Nerd News, I vividly remember this. It was so hot. I wear contacts / glasses, you guys. So every time we do the podcast, I have my glasses on so I can read my notes. And it was so fucking hot, my face was just wet. And my glasses
were sliding down.
Sliding down my fucking nose. Because I'm looking down at my phone, and I'm trying to keep my chin up because my microphone is on my lapel. And it's a whole thing.
Sipping the wine to try to keep cool, which is fucking boiling hot.
And I was not kidding last week either when I said I had an iced vodka bottle behind my back.
He was not lying. It was behind his back. And no. I was very fucking jealous, you selfish asshole.
Because I didn't share it at all.
No. And he had way less clothes on than me.
No. Sorry. Anyway, on to nerd news. Sip. On to nerd news. Batman the Animated Series is 25.
Yeah, what the fuck? How did this happen? Oh, God. I remember when it first debuted because I was such a huge Batman fan and I was coming right off of Batman Returns as my favorite and is still my favorite movie of all time. And I love the animation. I love the voices.
Oh, it's amazing.
It was just great.
I have a book over there somewhere about all the choices that they made, like Red Sky at Night and shit like that. So there's an entire book dedicated to the stylistic choices that they made. And when they do any series like that, what's so fascinating to me is they kind of create this Bible.
Oh, yeah.
So the style is always the same. And they have... you know what? I'm going to give it to you before you go. Since you...
That was actually unintentional. I was not meaning that to be sexual whatsoever. That was my pure Batman, libido, just getting excited.
No, I know it's over there. I want to find it for you. I'm going to give it to you. It goes over all the style stuff.
You guys are welcome for that visual, by the way. Review.
Pause. Think about it. And moving on. No, the series was so stylized, and that was such an interesting...
It was like the first cartoon I remember like having like sharp angles and like the coloring was awesome and everything was very quick when they did their action movements. It was so much
really
a part of my childhood.
Yeah.
And then I remember a few years later they simplified it and animation wasn't so great. And
then they did the Batman.
Yeah.
That's where they kind of
broke the mold.
They still really very stylized.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Corners were definitely cut.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Well, great series. I'll end the book.
And we're old.
And 20 fucking five.
5 years. I know.
Shit. Like, I remember the first episode.
Yes.
I'm not even 25.
I know. I don't know how you did that, but, you know.
How can I...
God. Damn
and
it.
That is a lie. Okay. You guys, moving on. Because time is actually moving on. We've been just, like, talking shit all episodes.
We have.
I love it. Jared Leto, who we granted, he's really hot, and I've heard he has a big dick.
He's equally as obnoxious as his giant penises.
Well, he's a very method actor, allegedly. I feel like method acting is kind of like veganism.
Yes.
Where the first rule of veganism is you have to tell everyone that you're a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I get it, you're an actor, you're getting into it, you're actory. But...
Good word.
For his character in Blade Runner, he's the main villain, I believe. And no spoilers, because that's like already come out. But he is blind. Again, no spoilers, because you see him in the fucking trailer with his gray eyes. Well, those gray eyes actually made him blind. So when he came on set, it was this huge production because someone had to lead him by the hand, and he had to count his steps for his movements for the camera.
Do we?
Had to.
Do we have a sound effect for an eye roll? Because I've been doing that the entire segment right now for this fucking story.
Oh, man. What would that sound effect be like?
I don't know.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones actually wore the same contacts and never fucking complained. Anyway, moving on.
So there you go.
Of course, we have to finish up our nerd news with a little Wonder Woman update. You guys know this by now. You love it. You're into it. I will be... Oh, yes! This week on my Instagram, by the way, the West of Her, I will be showing one of my most prized Wonder Woman possessions and something that I have not seen in many...
Oh, yeah.
You can search...
You're not gonna find it.
I haven't seen it.
And he would know.
And don't ruin it for me. But anyways, Wonder Woman news is this week Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman came out, while the actual Wonder Woman movie...
Speaking of eye rolls.
Yeah. Whew, eye roll. While the actual Wonder Woman movie surpassed the $410 million mark, this sort of knockoff film, which I'll give it credit, for a knockoff film... You know, where, like, when I say knockoff, like, they knew there was going to be a big budget picture, and they made a low budget picture to ride on the coattails of that shit. They probably had no idea.
Like, oh, no, at all. Riding off of. Yeah.
But apparently.
Which never happens these days at all.
No, this movie came out. It really is about the creators of Wonder Woman, and it's a lot of speculation, and according to the Wonder Woman groups that I belong to, I still could get down with the idea that they had a polygamous relationship or whatever, but you know, the film just doesn't really get it and has not received good reviews. So
oops,
just go see Wonder Woman again, which, by the way, it's around the corner right now.
It is.
Yes, it's right up on this little, like, last time theater that I live by. And I probably will see it again.
I have more news on that after the show could run low on time.
Oops, yeah, we are. So we'll do a real quick, who do we hate, who do we love? Richie Rich, who do you hate this week?
Hold on, iPhone.
Quickly.
No, oh, this is going to get personal. I hate Ryan Stiers.
Ooh, shit. How do you spell that last name?
S-T-I-R-E-S.
Okay, fuck you,
Ryan Stiers. So if you've ever had any kind of judgment about white people in West Hollywood, he's it.
Ooh.
He has a very derogatory Facebook background, basically making fun of Asian people.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He... It's basically.
I'm taking it. He's white, spiky hair, boxy body.
He is, I mean, attractive enough, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll show him to you right now, real quick.
Wow.
This is his background.
Oh, great.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's a picture of a dog inside of a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
And then making fun of how Asians speak.
Delicious.
He's delicious. He's very much just your stereotypical white douchebag.
Like, he's kind of a homebro.
Yeah.
You know, he's got muscles.
Yeah.
He's got abs.
But
he's kind of like white bread.
Yeah. Mm. Just
blatant. Ryan Stiers, you suck.
Yes, pretty much.
You're an asshole and we hate you.
Pretty much. So we're just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah. Well, I hate motherfucking environmental / climate deniers / whatever. Dude, every creature makes an impact on its environment.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Whether you believe in global warming or climate change or whatever, or the next ice age, why trash up the place? Like, why? There's no point or purpose to destroy the shit as we're literally living here. Why? There are people that still burn trash. Guys, like, come on. Why trash up the place? You don't have to believe in climate change. You don't have to believe in global warming. You don't have to believe in, like, Stephen Hawking, so, like, most smartest man in the entire universe, or whatever. But at least, like, recognize that every creature, everything, as part of nature, as part of God's plan, does impact its environment. And we're the most aware creatures there is. We are the most aware creatures on the planet. So we can make choices. And we should be making the right choices. Not only for ourselves, but for our other, like, animal friends. Like, I feel like it's kind of like Mother Nature's, like, our God-given right to really protect the environment that we're in. And to make sure that we're doing the right thing for ourselves and for the future as well. For everybody else. And all the shit that's happening right now, I'm not saying it's all connected or whatever, but a lot of people are praying to God and all that stuff. Like, God is everything around you. Like, God is a part of you. Like, so why trash it up?
Anyways, well said.
Moving on. What do we love?
My love this week is Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson? Oh my God, I love her.
Yes. So I posted today a video of her from April recording her new album that just debuted last week, which I have not had a chance to listen to, actually. But it's of her fucking up in the studio, which I think is hilarious. And she posted this herself on her own page.
Yeah.
And when she fucked up vocally, she said, loop that, loop that, loop that. and it's a video of her literally doing the weirdest fucking sound ever. And then they looped it to make fun of it, and then she's laughing her ass off with her producer in the studio for a good 2 minutes straight. And I'm like, why can't more people be like that?
I fucking love her, because that bitch can fucking
sing her ass off, and she doesn't take herself seriously.
No.
You would not catch Beyonce doing anything incorrectly. Kelly. Like, everyone's so guarded and image-driven, and she's like, I'll be fat if I want to. Yeah. I'll be thin if I want to. I'll sound like a hot mess if I want to.
Kelly recently had babies, and Kelly is a little bigger than she was before.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I don't fucking care.
And neither does she, which is the best part.
Big Kelly can fucking sing.
She is not.
I don't give a shit.
She's not image-driven at all. She's just like you and me, but with a bigger career and a better voice.
Little side note, and I don't know if my don't talk about it contract is up or not, but I don't care.
I'm sure.
Because it's positive. Good. When I was with Entertainment Tonight, we had an interview with Kelly Clarkson, and she was in Hawaii, and there was one point where, like, she was kind of sweaty, and she was going to take a picture with the host, and she noticed that her top was, like, a little wet. And she was like, you know what? I don't care.
That's how she's always been, yes. too. She
and I photoshopped the sweat out of her fucking shirt.
That is awesome. Fucking see, that's my love of the week.
She doesn't fucking care. Yeah, I love her. All right, so we're on almost 75 minutes. We can only go to 90. Shit.
Okay.
So we better go on to our... I'll give my love real quick. If you guys have Netflix, watch Disjointed. Pretend you're going to a play. Pretend you're going to a live show. Pretend you're going to... because there's a laugh track.
Okay.
And I think there actually are people there.
Okay.
Because eventually they show the whole setup, and I guess it's a whole big studio. So, anyway, go into episode one thinking you are in the audience.
Okay.
And you are really, really stoned.
Or be really stoned. Either way.
Kathy Bates is amazing. The cast is amazing. That's what that is.
Okay.
They do a story about post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
There's shit about cults in there. There's mother-son love. There's... Oh, my God. It's great.
Is this show in a Netflix series?
We have 15 minutes to get to our sex question.
Let's pound it out.
And we have to do... Oh, yeah, the moans. Okay. You guys, we asked about food. We said, have you ever used food? Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
What?
In the last minute, before we have gone to air, there has been new situations. And previously... Up until this time, when we asked up the bum, as lube, whipped cream, or DM, there had actually been zero up the bum.
Until now.
Until now.
Here we are.
So granted, up the bum is the lowest percentage. Oh, no, wait, it's actually higher than our DMs, our stories.
Oh.
Up the bum, 13%.
Okay.
Food, some kind of food, up the bum. Do you use it for penetration, as lube, etc.? Yes, no. As lube, 25%. All right. Whipped cream nipples, 50%. I knew that was a big...
Yeah.
Whipped cream...
It's a standard.
Yeah. DM or story, 12%. DMs, I will say this quickly... I got several. People were talking about ice cream. People were requesting to lick certain things off of me. I love you guys. Someone suggested ice cream. I was like, that'd be really fucking cold.
Yeah.
But that does go back to last week.
From last week's sex question, yeah. Yes.
And then someone said, I had someone over, and he was a foodie. He was persisting.
Okay.
Well. And he wanted something up there.
Okay.
And
good for him.
Our listener says, the only thing I had in my fridge was an avocado. Not doing that. Avocados are like $1.50. There's like parentheses.
Good for you. Smart.
I was like, but I did have carrots.
Uh-oh.
And, so I did. .. I put a baby carrot up his butt.
Wouldn't it get sucked up there?
Is that like a thumb? Is that
yes, like... baby carrots are tiny.
It was like he was very persistent. He really, really wanted food up there.
I feel like a baby carrot would get sucked up in there.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
The thing that put this whole thing into...
Yeah, now I remember.
...motion was the motherfucking orange
yes.
up the booty hole. So if someone could put an orange up there, someone could definitely put some carrots up there. Then he was like...
There's more?
Yeah. I put a baby carrot there. And then I was like, you know what, dude? I'm not into wasting food like that, and you have to go. And so he was really persistent. Meanwhile, I got a comment about coconut oil as lube.
I'll speak on that in a minute.
Ooh. All right. So I've already given the stats. Up the bomb, 13% of our audience. Thank you, hoes. as lube, 25%. That's a good amount. Whipped cream, 50%. Come on.
Yeah.
And then DM'er a story, 12%. I feel like more people voted 12%. I'll DM you a story and then didn't.
Dicks.
Because I only heard about like some carrots. Wait, what's going on Twitter? No, Twitter was where I got like all the I would like to eat ice cream off your asshole and all that stuff. Anyway, Rich, go.
I've used coconut oil as lube.
That's a popular theme tonight.
It's really good, actually. It is. It starts off as a solid and ends up as a liquid, and it just keeps on going and going and going. What else is there? I've used vegetable oil as lube.
Ooh.
Remember when I was much younger, like 2, I'm just kidding. No, I, attempted to put a condom on a cucumber to see what it felt like bottoming. That did not work out very well.
Oh.
Not the best fruit to start off if you're going to be attempting something you've never done before.
Yeah, well, because some cucumber, like a Persian cucumber, one thing.
Not a Persian man, but a Persian cucumber.
Right.
Two different situations. But yeah, I've definitely used food in my sexual life. But never whipped cream.
No? Oh my god.
As I actually like accidentally standard. Hit on the fucking pole earlier.
Oh, that's the one you hit.
Yeah.
Well,
I was so gonna use lube.
Hit that. I feel like that's such a standard. That what one did you mean to hit?
Lube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it happened.
I'm just saying.
I have also used coconut oil as lube.
It's great. It's great. It's a great lube. And your dick smells amazing afterwards.
It is not condom safe, you guys.
It's not. No. I've used it on myself, mind you. It was not with a partner.
Well,
never mind.
I will say that, we have we literally have 7 minutes left, and I was going to tell this story, but I'll try to do it so quickly. Because we really, really, really try to keep these episodes to 90 minutes.
It's not happening this week.
Also, that's like half time. So, the show will end.
Abruptly.
I had someone who once really wanted to eat, jam, off my ass. to eat, jelly or whatever. I don't even fucking know what it was.
That's hilarious.
It was so fucking sticky. Why I agreed to this?
Yeah, this is not comfortable at all.
I fucking agreed to this, and I was like, "Yeah, sure," because he was so fucking into it. It was apricot and peach and some
that
kind of jam.
That sounds so disgusting.
Or, some kind of jelly.
Not like
to just
it just sounds
eat
sticky.
Eat up my fucking hole, and I was like, "Dude, I resisted." But he was so into it, and I was just like, I guess I was kind of he's really into it. So that's kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's gonna really go for it. So I mean,
until you feel,
I like it in my ass, Eden.
Until you feel the
Well, that's the thing is, even with whipped cream. Okay, so you've never used whipped cream. So here's the thing: if you leave it on too fucking long,
it's sticky
dries.
As shit, right?
Oh, it dries. Well, it's all sugar. It dries. Any wet food will dry or smell or get weird.
I'm good.
That's the fucking weird thing about food. You guys, I've done it. I don't want to do it anymore. Maybe some Nutella.
That'd be even more sticky. It'd be on there for weeks. No. Absolutely not.
No. So it has happened.
Now I feel sticky, not in a good way.
No, it's really sticky.
That sounds like uncomfortable. And the thing is, like,
even though I trim up and I do all I can back there, because I'd like to keep a knee just in case, everything was sticking together.
That does not sound.
It was not a pleasant experience. Do you know, like, when someone uses like a lube? That is like
a KY weird. Jelly.
Yes!
Or something cheap.
Oh. And you can like feel your individual hairs like.
Oh, that sounds disgusting and so uncomfortable right now. No.
Even though they're very trimmed hairs.
I'm glad this is not last week's episode. You can literally feel
the folds of your skin sticking together back there.
That's enough.
Because you know, it's like an elbow.
I said enough.
We're out of time, you guys.
Yay, good.
We would really love you to leave us a 5-star.
That's our review on this stupid-ass show we do every week. What episode are we on now? I don't even know anymore.
Holy shit, we're getting so close to our
We're not 100. Episode. I know we're not 100
this
yet.
This is episode 90.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. We're 10 episodes away.
Wow.
100th episode. We're getting like 12,000 downloads a month. We're getting hundreds of downloads a day. I get messages. I get
dick pics.
I get all this stuff. You guys, we're so happy that you're listening, and we love doing the show. Even if we seem completely unprepared and totally drunk, it's only because
The tail end of the show. It's fine.
It's only because we are. But this is the one thing I feel like I can just unfucking wind and just be stupid and none of this is serious for me, you know? But it's a damn good time. It really is. It is like.
And you guys love us.
It's sitting down with your friends, having some alcohol, talking some fucking shit, just having a good time.
By some alcohol, I mean like a humongous bottle of fucking rosé.
Like literally a foot. That's a 12 inch. That's more than 12
that's
inches.
That's more than 12 though. Inches. We've seen 12 inches.
I have actually.
This is more than 12 inches.
It is. Alright, you guys. I will implore you again. Please leave us a review. If you're listening to the show. Motherfucker, leave us a review. I don't care what you say. Nobody cares what you
we'll
say.
We'll read it.
I mean, we care what you say. We want what you say to be nice, but say whatever you want. We'll give you a shout out. Do a podcast. Do Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want. But we'll totally shout you out. Please leave us a review. That's going to help us out. And I'm on Twitter at Westifer.
I'm RichieRich909.
I'm Instagram, the Westifer.
And I'm RichieRich818.
And then, I think we should be promoting something.
We'll be on a couple of podcasts coming up.
Oh, that's right. If you guys haven't listened to Things We're Too Lazy to Vlog About, we've had them on our show.
Which oddly is not our.
No. We've had them on our show, both of them on our show separately, and now we're going to appear on their show. Listen to Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About. I recently appeared on Slayer Fest. I also recently appeared on the Dear Maddie show. So check all those out. You can also catch up with me online at westperson.com. And that's all. I'm kind of drunk. A lot of rosé.
We had a lot of rosé. And a hell of a week. We deserve it, damn it. So we'll see y'all next week.
Alright, bye guys.
Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye.